If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hello, everybody. I am Mel Barrett, and welcome to Something's Off, a true crime podcast where we question the F out of everything. And today what we're questioning is whether Lindsay Clancy is guilty or not guilty by reason of insanity, more than likely. We're going to get into closing arguments after a quick break. Good morning, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie, allegedly. I'm
smart. Happy Monday, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie. Happy gay summer, Mel.
Happy hump day, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm not humping anybody. I'm Rebecca Lavoie.
Happy Saturday, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
Oh, no.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie, and my mic is muted.
Good morning, everybody. I am Mel Barrett.
I'm Rebecca Lavoie, and that's Briscoe.
And welcome to Something's Off, a true crime podcast, where we swat the haters aside with our astute takes and humor and joy.
The joylessness of those people. Hags.
You hear it first in the break in the story. One little crack and the whole thing gets wary. A witness swears, but the timeline bends. A smile too smooth and the trail just ends. Mel Barrett says, hold up, look. Rebecca Lavoie follows every thread. If it feels too neat, then it's not the truth. There's a shadow line running through the room. Something's off, something's off. You can feel it in the bones. Something's off, something's off. When the facts won't come home. Something's off, something's off. And the case won't stay in place. Something's off. We're the ones who chase.
We're gonna go members only.
Yeah, we're the ones who chase. Wait, did that witness just blink three times? Something's off. Something's off.
Hello, everybody. We're going to try to jump into this pretty quickly. I am seeing your comments, and I'm going to star the comments that I want to address. Right off the top, Lady Harlot, I am with you, sister. She says, this is off topic, but I know Mel in the chat will understand. I just said no to one of my BPD mother's completely unreasonable requests, and I'm sweaty, plagued with guilt, and very proud of myself. I'm proud of you too. I completely understand how you're feeling. Try not to beat yourself up too much. Nothing bad is going to happen because you said no. That's all. Okay. We are well into the closing arguments. I just finished watching or listening as I was driving to Kevin Reddington's arguments, his closing argument, which is very fiery, I have to tell you. Oh, I still have tape on my finger. Pretty much what we would expect from Kevin Reddington. I think if I was on the jury, his emotions would have boosted my siding with the defense in this case. But anyway, we're going to listen first to the judge's instructions to the jury, and then we're going to listen to Kevin Reddington's closing statement, and then Frack is the one who's given the closing. So we're going to listen to that. We are on 1.5 speed, so I hope that's okay for y'all. If it's not, let me know. But let's go ahead and get right into this. I know that a lot of people are watching on the bigger channels like Peter Tragos and Melanie Little and, you know, the other channels. But I am glad that you are here. We have about 100 people in here right now. So don't forget to like the video so we can move it up in the algorithm. And here we go.
Good morning,
Your Honor, may I proceed?
Yes, please.
Your Honor, before the court today, we have a continuation of the jury trial in the matter of Commonwealth versus Lindsay Clancy. Ms. Clancy is present. She is represented by Attorney Kevin Roddington. The Commonwealth is represented by Assistant District Attorney Jennifer Sprague and Assistant District Attorney Shannon Buckingham.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Good morning, everyone. All right. You know how we're going to start this? I'm going to ask you those questions. And just in case you're wondering, does this podium up here mean that I'm going to talk to you for quite a while this morning? It does. All right. So first, let me ask you.
I love that the jury laughs with him. They love him, I think.
Over anything from any source about any aspect of this case that would affect your ability to be a fair and impartial juror. Secondly, is there any other matter or concern bearing on your service as a juror in this case that anybody needs to bring my attention at this time? Again, as I've said for weeks now, thank you for following those instructions. And so where we are now in the process is, I just want to explain a little bit to you. We're going to do what we call the arguments in charge. All right. And that just means I'm going to give the charges my instructions. All right. I'm going to instruct you on the law that you are to apply in this case to the facts that you're going to find. And then the argument part is we're going to hear the closing arguments from the attorneys. And the way we do it, the way I do it is I kind of split it up. So I'm going to give you first half of my instructions. We'll talk a little bit about the specific charges in this case. And then after the closing arguments, I'll come back and give you some more general instructions about how you, the burdens of proof and how you are to go forward and do your deliberations and handle the deliberations. All right. So they take a while. All right. And they can be, well, they can't, I was going to say rather dry, but they are dry. And so what the parties and myself have agreed to do is I'm going to print out the instructions that I'm going to read to you. So you'll have those with you, all right, as we go through this morning. And so some people find that helpful to read along and comprehend. Some people don't. So if it's distraction, you don't have to read it. But some people find it helpful, so we thought we'd do that. You also should know that you'll have these instructions. You can bring these with you in the deliberations. So you'll have this whole outline of what the law is so that you are to apply. All right? So at this point, if we could hand out the copies of the instructions. Oh, you already have those? I forget how efficient our court offices here are. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start the instructions now. All right. So my instructions on the law are going to be delivered to you in two phases. As I said, first, I'm going to instruct you on the specific indictments that have been brought against Ms. Clancy. After I conclude my instructions regarding the charges, the Assistant District Attorney, Ms. Sprague, and Attorney Reddington will each deliver their closing argument. Remember, the arguments of counsel are not themselves evidence. They're provided to assist you in organizing and understanding the evidence that's been presented during the trial and the conclusions that each party would like you to draw from that evidence. At the conclusion of the attorney's closing arguments, I'll give you the second part of my jury instructions. And in that phase, I will give you and go over a number of very important principles that will guide your overall evaluation of the evidence, your deliberations, and your eventual verdicts. The instructions are to be taken and considered in whole. All right, so the first and second part are equally important. So you have to consider all of my instructions as a whole. You'll notice, as I said, I'm reading these instructions to you. Excuse me. I apologize for doing that, but I have to give these instructions clearly and accurately. So as I said, to assist you in your deliberations, I provided you with written copies of these instructions. However, those written instructions are not a substitute for the oral instructions I'm giving now. So please listen carefully. All of my instructions are equally important. You're not to overemphasize one portion of these instructions or ignore other portions. These charges have specific factual elements that the Commonwealth must establish beyond a reasonable doubt, and I'll review those elements with you in detail at this time. Now, remember that the law presumes the defendant to be innocent of the charges against her. This presumption of innocence is a rule of law that compels you to find the defendant not guilty unless and until the Commonwealth produces evidence from whatever source that proves it.
Defense diaries got taken down? Tell me more, please.
That the defendant is guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. So now I want to go into the instructions that are specific to this case. First, I'm going to have a drink of water. Now, in this case, Ms. Clancy is charged with three counts of murder. I want to talk first about the issue of criminal responsibility. All right. Now, to prove the defendant guilty of any crime, the Commonwealth must first prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant was criminally responsible at the time the alleged crime was committed. The Commonwealth bears the burden of proving beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant committed the crime with which he is charged, and also that the defendant is criminally responsible for her conduct. The defendant has no burden to prove a lack of criminal responsibility. Criminal responsibility is a legal term. A person is not criminally responsible for her conduct if she has a mental disease or defect, and as a result of that mental disease or defect, she lacks the substantial capacity either to appreciate the criminality or wrongfulness of her conduct or to conform her conduct to the requirements of the law. The phrase mental disease or defect is a legal term, not a medical term. It need not fit into a formal medical diagnosis. The phrase mental disease or defect does not include any abnormality characterized only by repeated criminal conduct. It is for you to determine in light of all the evidence whether the defendant had a mental disease or defect. If the Commonwealth has proved to you beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant was not suffering from a mental disease or defect at the time of the killing, the Commonwealth has satisfied its burden of proving that the defendant was criminally responsible. if the Commonwealth has not proved to you beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant was not suffering from a mental disease or defect at the time of the killing, then you must consider whether as a result of a mental disease or defect, the defendant lacked the substantial capacity either to appreciate the criminality or wrongfulness of her conduct or to conform her conduct to the requirements of the law. To establish that the defendant had the substantial capacity to conform her conduct to the requirements of the law, the Commonwealth must prove beyond a reasonable doubt that any mental disease or defect that may have existed did not deprive the defendant of her ability to behave as the law requires, that is, to obey the law. The word appreciate means to understand rather than merely to know. Criminality means the legal significance of conduct. Wrongfulness means the moral significance. The Commonwealth must prove that the defendant knew and understood that her conduct was illegal or that it was wrong. It's not enough for the Commonwealth to show that the defendant merely knew or was intellectually aware that her conduct was illegal or wrong. Rather, the Commonwealth must prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a mental disease or defect did not deprive the defendant of a meaningful understanding of the legal or moral significance of her conduct.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
The defendant must have been able to realize in some meaningful way that her conduct was illegal or wrong. In considering whether the Commonwealth has met its burden of proof, you may consider all the evidence that's been presented at this trial. You may consider the facts underlying the crime and evidence of the defendant's actions before and after the crime. You may consider the opinions of any experts who testified and give those opinions whatever weight you think they deserve. Now, in a moment, I'll instruct you on the elements of the offense that the Commonwealth alleges that the defendant has committed. Remember that the Commonwealth must prove to you beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant was criminally responsible at the time that the crime was committed. That is, that the defendant did not lack criminal responsibility at that time. Therefore, it is the Commonwealth's burden to prove at least one of the following beyond a reasonable doubt. One, that at the time of the alleged crime, the defendant did not suffer from a mental disease or defect. Or two, that if the defendant did suffer from a mental disease or defect, she nonetheless retained a substantial capacity to appreciate the wrongfulness or criminality of her conduct and to conform her conduct to the requirements of the law. Now, as I previously instructed you, your decision should be based solely on the evidence and the law of this case. If the defendant is found not guilty by reason of lack of criminal responsibility, the district attorney or another appropriate authority may, and generally does, petition the court to commit the defendant to a mental health facility or to Bridgewater State Hospital. If the court concludes that the defendant is mentally ill and that her discharge would create a substantial likelihood of serious harm to herself or others, then the court will grant the petition and commit the defendant to a proper mental health facility or to Bridgewater State Hospital. Periodically, the court reviews the order of commitment. If the defendant is still suffering from mental disease or defect and is still dangerous, then the court will order the defendant to continue to be committed to the mental health facility or to Bridgewater State Hospital. There is no limit to the number of such renewed orders of commitment as long as the defendant continues to be mentally ill and dangerous. If these conditions do continue, the defendant may remain committed for the duration of her life. If at some point the defendant is no longer mentally ill and dangerous, the court will order her discharge from the mental health facility or from Bridgewater State Hospital after a hearing. The district attorney must be notified of any hearing concerning whether the person may be released, and the district attorney may be heard at any such hearing.
I'm texting However, Bob, you guys. Let me see what's going on.
Whether to recommit or release the defendant is always made by the court. Now, I'm going to go over at this point the specific elements of the charges against Ms. Clancy. So I want to talk first about murder.
Is Melanie's up?
The defendant is charged with three separate indictments charging murder, one count each relating to Cora Clancy, Dawson Clancy, and Callan Clancy. The instructions I'm going to give now apply to each separate indictment relating to each child. There are two different degrees of murder. There's murder in the first degree and there's murder in the second degree. If you find the defendant guilty of murder, you shall decide the degree of murder. The Commonwealth alleges that the defendant committed murder in the first degree on the following theories. First, that it was murder with deliberate premeditation. And then second, wow. and or it was murder with extreme atrocity or cruelty. To find the defendant guilty on any of these theories of murder, you must be unanimous. That is, all of the deliberating jurors must agree that the Commonwealth has met its burden of proving every required element of that theory beyond a reasonable doubt. You should check the appropriate box or boxes on the verdict slip as to each theory on which you agree unanimously. And I'll go over a little bit later the verdict slip and how that is going to be hit.
What?
Now, so if you're unable to agree unanimously that the Commonwealth has met its burden to prove beyond a reasonable doubt either of these theories of first-degree murder, you shall consider whether the Commonwealth has proved the defendant guilty beyond a reasonable doubt of murder in the second degree. So I'm going to begin by instructing you on the elements and the additional requirements of proof for each of these theories of murder in the first degree. And then I'll instruct you on murder in the second degree. All right. So number one, I'll first define the elements of murder in the first degree with deliberate premeditation. To prove the defendant guilty of murder in the first degree with deliberate premeditation, the Commonwealth must prove beyond a reasonable doubt the following elements. One, the defendant caused the death of Cora Clancy, Dawson Clancy, and or Callan Clancy. Two, the defendant intended to kill Cora Clancy, Dawson Clancy, and or Callan Clancy. That is, the defendant consciously and purposefully intended to cause Cora Clancy's, Dawson Clancy's, and or Callan Clancy's death. And three, that the defendant committed the killing with deliberate premeditation. That is, she decided to kill after a period of reflection. I'll now discuss each of these requirements in more detail. The first element is that the defendant caused the death of Cora, Dawson, and or Callan Clancy. A defendant's act is the cause of death, where the act in a natural and continuous sequence results in death, without which death would not have occurred. The second element is that the defendant intended to kill Cora Clancy, Dawson Clancy, and or Callan Clancy. That is, the defendant consciously and purposefully intended to cause the death.
Crazy.
The third element is that the defendant committed the killing with deliberate premeditation. That is, she decided to kill after a period of reflection. Deliberate premeditation does not require any particular length of time of reflection. A decision to kill may be formed over a period of days, hours, or even seconds. The key is the sequence of the thought process. And it would be first, the consideration whether to kill, second, the decision to kill, and third, the killing arising from that decision. There is no deliberate premeditation where the action is taken so quickly that a defendant takes no time to reflect on the action and then to decide to do it. In deciding whether the defendant intended to kill the deceased and whether she formed that intent with deliberate premeditation, you may consider any credible evidence that the defendant suffered from a mental impairment or was affected by her consumption of prescription drugs. A defendant may form the required intent and act with deliberate premeditation even if she suffered from a mental impairment or consumed prescription drugs, but you may consider that evidence. Now, I want to talk about the second theory of first-degree murder, which is murder with extreme atrocity or cruelty. Now, you shall consider this theory of murder in the first degree, regardless of whether or not you find that the Commonwealth has proved murder in the first degree with deliberate premeditation, which I just discussed. To prove the defendant guilty of murder with extreme atrocity or cruelty, the Commonwealth must prove the following elements beyond a reasonable doubt. One, that the defendant caused the death of Cora Clancy, Dawson Clancy, and or Callan Clancy. Second element, the defendant either A, intended to kill Cora, Dawson, and or Callan Clancy. B,
he's struggling.
She intended to cause grievous bodily harm to Cora, Dawson, and or Callan Clancy. Or C, intended to do an act which in the circumstances known to the defendant, a reasonable person would have known created a plain and strong likelihood that death would result. The third element was that the killing was committed with extreme atrocity and cruelty. Extreme atrocity or cruelty, I'm sorry. I'll now discuss each of these requirements.
Guys, if people are looking for a place to watch this, you can tell them to come over here. I would suggest for legal commentary, they should watch Defense Diaries for sure. I'm before Chris. Chris, I'm before. This is the these are the judge's instructions, and Reddington is on. He's up next.
In more detail, the first element to this theory is that the defendant caused the death of Cora Clancy, Dawson Clancy.
Everyone to come over here if they're looking for a place to watch.
Where the act is a natural and continuous sequence, results in death, without which death would not occur. The second element is about the defendant's intent, which the Commonwealth must prove in at least one of three ways. These are that the defendant A, intended to kill Cora Dawson and or Talon Clancy, or B, intended to cause grievous bodily harm to Cora Dawson and or Talon Clancy, or C, intended to do an act which in the circumstances known to the defendant, a reasonable person would have known created a plain and strong likelihood that death would result. As you can see, to this intent element, the Commonwealth satisfies its burden if it proves the defendant's intent beyond a reasonable doubt in any one of those three ways. The first way of proving intent, that the defendant intended to kill, is the same as the second element of murder in the first degree with deliberate premeditation, which I discussed a few minutes ago. The second and third ways of proving intent are different from any element of murder in the first degree with deliberate premeditation. So the second way is that the defendant intended to cause grievous bodily harm to Cora Dawson.
I'm glad you guys are here. I'm sorry.
Grievous bodily harm means severe injury to the body.
I'm sorry, Dee Dee, shut down, guys.
This is that the defendant intended to do an act which in the circumstances known to the defendant, a reasonable person would have known created a plain and strong likelihood that death would result. Let me help you to understand how to analyze this third way of proving the defendant's intent. You must first determine whether the defendant intended to perform the act that caused the death. So if you find that the defendant intended to perform the act, then you must determine what the defendant herself actually knew about the relevant circumstances at the time she acted. Then
we're
you must
still
determine
up for
whether
now.
Under the circumstances known to the defendant, a reasonable person would have known that the act created a plain and strong likelihood that death would result. In deciding whether the defendant intended to cause grievous bodily harm or intended to do an act which in the circumstances known to the defendant, a reasonable person would have known created a plain and strong likelihood that death would result, you may consider any credible evidence that the defendant suffered from mental impairment or was affected by her consumption of prescription drugs. A defendant may have the requisite intent even if she suffered from a mental impairment or consumed drugs, but you may consider such evidence in determining whether the Commonwealth has proved this element. Now, the third element in this theory is that the killing was committed with extreme atrocity or cruelty. Extreme atrocity means an act that is extremely wicked or brutal, appalling, horrifying, or utterly revolting. Extreme cruelty means that the defendant caused the person's death by a method that surpassed the cruelty inherent in the taking of a human life. You must determine whether the method or means of killing is so shocking as to amount to murder with extreme atrocity or cruelty. The inquiry focuses on the defendant's actions in terms of the manner and means of inflicting death and on the resulting effect on the deceased. In deciding whether the Commonwealth has proved beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant caused the death with extreme atrocity or cruelty, you must consider the following factors. One, whether the defendant was indifferent to or took pleasure in the suffering of the deceased. Two, whether the defendant's method or means of killing was reasonably likely to substantially increase or prolong the conscious suffering of the deceased. Or three, whether the means used by the defendant were excessive and out of proportion to what would be needed to kill a person. In considering whether the means used by the defendant were excessive and out of proportion to what would be needed to kill a person, you may consider A, the extent of the injuries to the deceased.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
B, the number of blows delivered. C, the manner, degree, and severity of the force used. And D, the nature of the weapon, instrument, or method used. You cannot make a finding of extreme atrocity or cruelty unless it is based on one or more of the factors that I just listed. You may consider the defendant's mental condition at the time of the killing, including any credible evidence of mental impairment or the effect on the defendant of her consumption of prescription drugs, in determining whether the Commonwealth has proved beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant committed the killings with extreme atrocity or cruelty. A defendant may have committed the killing with extreme atrocity or cruelty, even if she suffered from a mental impairment or consumed prescription drugs, but you may consider such evidence in determining whether the Commonwealth has proved this element. Now I want to talk about murder in the second degree. In order to prove murder in the second degree, the Commonwealth must prove the following elements. One, the defendant caused the death of Cora Clancy, Dawson Clancy, and or Callan Clancy. Two, that the defendant A, intended to kill Cora Clancy, Dawson Clancy, and or Callan Clancy, or B, intended to cause grievous bodily harm to Cora Clancy, Dawson Clancy, and or Callan Clancy, or C, intended to do an act which, in the circumstances known to the defendant, a reasonable person would have known created a plain and strong likelihood that death would result. The requirements of proof for murder in the second degree are the same as for murder in the first degree with extreme atrocity or cruelty, but without the element that the killing was committed with extreme atrocity. All right. And I discussed those elements earlier when I discussed the charge or the theory of first-degree murder committed with extreme atrocity or cruelty. So they're listed in that other section. All right. Now, I want to talk about manslaughter.
Guys, I'm trying to reach out to Allie right now and figure it out, okay?
Second-degree murder, you shall consider the lesser offense of manslaughter. Now, manslaughter is an unlawful killing unintentionally caused by wanton or reckless conduct. Wanton or reckless conduct is intentional conduct that creates a high degree
of likelihood
that substantial harm will result to another person. An omission or failure to act may constitute wanton or reckless conduct only where the defendant has a duty to act. To prove that the defendant is guilty of manslaughter because of wanton or reckless conduct, the Commonwealth must prove the following elements beyond a reasonable doubt. One, that the defendant caused the death of Cora, Dawson, and or Callan Clancy. Two, that the defendant intended the conduct that caused the death of Cora, Dawson, and or Callan Clancy. And three, that the defendant's conduct was wanton or reckless. I'll now discuss each element in more detail. The first element is that the defendant caused the death of Cora, Dawson, and or Callan Clancy. As I've said before, the defendant's act is the cause of death, where the act in a natural and continuous sequence results in death, without which death would not have occurred. The second element is that the defendant intended the conduct that caused the death. The Commonwealth is not required to prove that the defendant intended to cause the death. And the third element is that the defendant's conduct was wanton or reckless. Wanton or reckless conduct is conduct that creates a high degree of likelihood that substantial harm will result to another.
It
is conduct involving a grave risk of harm to another that a person undertakes with indifference to or disregard the consequences of such conduct. If the defendant realized the grave risk created by her conduct, her subsequent act amounts to wanton or reckless conduct, whether or not a reasonable person would have realized the risk of grave danger. Even if the defendant did not realize the grave risk of harm to another, however, the act constitutes wanton or reckless conduct if a reasonable person, knowing what the defendant knew, would have realized that the act posed a risk of grave danger to another. It is not enough for the Commonwealth to prove the defendant acted negligently, that is, in a manner that reasonably careful persons would not have acted. The Commonwealth must prove that the defendant's actions went beyond negligence and amounted to wanton or reckless conduct, as I've defined that term. So in deciding whether the defendant knew or should have known her conduct created a high degree of likelihood that substantial harm would result to another, you may consider any credible evidence that the defendant suffered from a mental impairment or was affected by her consumption of prescription drugs. A defendant may have the requisite knowledge, even if she suffered from a mental impairment or consumed prescription drugs, but you may consider such evidence in determining whether the Commonwealth has proved this element. All right. So that's my instructions on the specific.
Okay, guys, just for a second, I have to focus on what's happening in the courtroom. So it sucks that all this shit is going on outside of this channel. I hope we're going to be okay here. I got to keep going with the stream because we need to get into closing arguments. If you guys are in contact with Ali, Bob, Mel, anybody that wants to come on, I'm happy to send them the StreamYard, but I know it's not their channel and they don't have they have way more subscribers than I do. So I don't know if they'd want to do that, but I'm here. But we're going to keep moving forward with this as long as we can.
specific elements of the charges in this case. So at this point, I'm going to ask the attorneys to deliver their closing arguments. Just want to remind you, as important as they are, the closing arguments are not evidence. All right. And I'll go over that a little bit later, but I just want to remind you that. And so after we go through the closing arguments, I'll come back and give you the balance of my instructions on the law. All right. And so, counsel.
Okay, here we go.
About 5 weeks ago that we met like this, and I indicated to you that thank you for incredible service. That, all of us mean that sincerely. You took literally more than a month out of your lives and sat here, effectively incredible, through some of the toughest, most gut-wrenching things that any person can be subjected to. And I think I indicated that, sadly.
Okay, sorry. Just want to say one last thing before we do this. Rebecca is telling me that it's because of all the mentions of unaliving, the M word and the S word. I don't know if that's true, but I'm going to try, because I am behind on the stream. If it gets to be too much, or if the prosecution does some stupid shit by putting pictures up or doing something crazy, I'm going to skip through it, just so you guys know. Okay.
Struggled with them for years. And the service that you have performed, I have never seen before. You have listened to evidence. You have been fair. You have been objective. You've listened to the judge's instructions, and you've carried them into your heart, consistent with your oath, which is a very, very solemn oath. Passed between government and Lindsay, who has placed herself on her country, which country you are, as a jury of her peers. When you consider what's at stake here in the sense of what we've been dealing with, Corbett, Dawson, Callan.
Sorry about that, guys.
She knows loss. That's why we think Corbett, Dawson, Callan. They are the victims of this case. They are the victims of the horrible, horrific act that has been laid at your feet as jurors to decide whether or not Lindsay is guilty. Beyond a reasonable doubt, as his honor instructed you and will instruct you, what that means. That standard of proof that we as citizens in this country are so blessed to have, proof beyond a reasonable doubt before the government charges any citizen with a crime. I don't care how many cops you have in here, how many DAs are sitting here, how many people are sitting in the front row, and they're all going to sit there and be proud of this prosecution. I told you in the opening statement that this is a prosecution that has ripped the soul out of this girl. This is what they have. This is their family.
He gets so physical in this, and the judge has to warn him, so you guys are aware. And he keeps hitting the microphone, sorry.
This. Turn into this. How? Because of
he's
the
showing
medicine and the lousy medical care that she got.
He's showing the you picture of Lindsay in the hospital bed again.
As you want to come in here and tell the jury, oh, well, she didn't say that she heard voices inside her head. She said she heard voices from outside her head. She said she was making chicken McNuggets. There was a bowl on the sofa. She wasn't making chicken McNuggets. She said something as I think and I muse and I try real hard to tell you what my opinion is, that this woman was acting in her right mind when these children were killed. So, when you consider the evidence in this case, you consider the person who is in front of you, who is the defendant, as the government refers to her.
Defendant.
Wouldn't like to tell you, even though a person is a defendant.
He focuses on the prosecution. Watch this.
You don't have to defend against anything. The government has the burden of proof. When the DA decides to charge someone with a crime, he has the burden of proof. His assistants have the burden of proof to prove, number one, that Lindsay is guilty of this offense beyond a reasonable doubt, and then prove, number two, that Lindsay, at the time, killed her children, was not suffering from a mental disease or defect that caused her to have a lack.
Thanks, everybody who's here. Don't forget to like the video.
I appreciate to know.
I feel bad everybody else can't watch with Defense Diaries.
Just Just another woman. I guess it's just going to make an excuse. She's depressed. GAD, general anxiety. Give her a couple of pills. She'll be all right. You know from looking at the objective evidence in this case, this young lady, believe me, I don't have many clients like that. This young lady did nothing wrong in her life. She was a nurse, a daughter, a wife, and a darn good mother. You can see from the objective evidence.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
You can see, and you'll have all the exhibits for you to look at. And you can see by looking at these photographs.
Watch the mic, Kevin.
In the jury room. You can see the Facebook postings. You can see what she indicates about, for example, I just randomly grabbed this one. A son, my prince, that they would have you think she killed him first, cruelly, because she didn't like him. That is repulsive.
He's right. It's repulsive.
So she's living real life with Pat, her kids. Having a great time that summer. Life is good. She had to go back to work. And in opening statement, I told you, I said, watch
the evidence. I love it so much.
Watch the manipulation. Because that's what this case was built upon originally.
This part, so good, guys. So good. Manipulation.
Until it's in front of you. And how does that happen? Well, in the very beginning, went all the way back to when the first 911 call that you had to suffer through was made. You could hear in the voice. Pat Clancy, the horror, what he had obviously experienced. You can see from the evidence that's before you the injuries that she suffered. You will have in the jury room the exhibits that indicated the extent of the injuries from, I don't have to go through all of them, the extent of the injuries to slitting her throat, to slashing her wrists, throwing herself out a window, blood all over the bedroom floor, window open, screen slashed. Oh, no, screen wasn't slashed. My bad. That's what she thought. It's called a delusion. She was in a psychosis when she thought it. Probably right here, sitting here, believes that she slashed the screen.
I mean, yeah. Oh, for sure. That's right. If you are conflicted,
and
that's reasonable doubt.
Almost
honestly.
A week.
Hey, Bay Harbor Beauty.
Showing you the extent and the severity of that suicide attempt. The reason that we had to do that is because they were arguing that it was a fake suicide. Dinky little cuts. No bleeding. She didn't mean to kill herself. She's going to throw herself out the window, I guess, and slide down the house. Remember that one hanging off of the window?
My
sliding
favorite.
Down the house. And Lindsay screwed up.
I love it when he says, you remember that one?
You know that's not what happened. You know that she made the testimony of Dr. Velkovich, that she made a very, very significant suicide effort, slashing her wrist, slitting her throat. And isn't it interesting when you consider objective evidence Googling. Slitting a throat. Googling. Suicide. Googling. Drugs. Googling.
I'll try to Googling. Do something with the mic.
All
I don't know.
These drugs. Googling the effects of tux medications.
Look at this.
Sertraline, hydroxyzine. Lorazepam, buspirone, trazodone, fluoxetine, zolpidem, mirtazine, clonazepam, quetiapine, diazepam, quetiapine. It goes on and on and on and on. You have chat, you have the
description. So loud.
And obviously, she wasn't consuming all of these at the same time, because one thing this kid did was try to do what she was supposed to do. She took the drugs as she was told to take them. She was religious in her obligations to take care of her health.
Did you do that on purpose?
To Dr. Tufts. When she was a young lady living in a house with a husband and her babies, respected nurse, wife, friend, mother, should have kept drinking, huh? That was a big deal, wasn't it? Remember that?
Remember that?
Assassinate this young lady in every which way we can.
Remember that?
I was concerned. She was drinking 5 drinks a day. She was worried about, you heard the evidence. The evidence of 2019. What are they talking about?
What are they talking about?
She had her kids. She wasn't drinking while she's breastfeeding. She would have a couple of beers with her friends. That's bad. Put that over in the bad pile. Right here. We spent all that time showing through Dr. Lapisada's testimony that this was a legitimate, dreadful, horrific suicide attempt. You think about this beautiful young girl throwing herself out a window. That's a quarter. I don't know if you have to play pool. I challenge you to tell this jury why we spent a week showing that she committed,
counsel,
as
counsel,
your witness.
Counsel, address the jury, please.
Said their witnesses.
We couldn't see what he was doing, but I think he was addressing the prosecutors.
She tried to kill herself. So now they're back off on that, and they'll agree. A serious suicide attempt. That's why I say, watch the evidence. Watch the manipulation. Remember the argument with the bands. She took the bands out of the bag, put the gloves on. Talks to the doctor, Lapisada, on the Zoom.
Yes.
The bands down, out of the paper bag. Does the movement of the bands and yells at Lapisada and says, rat, they were just rat. You weren't nutted because you got to get. Lazy.
This point.
Band, right? You got to hold it. You got to hold it for a minute. You got to hold it for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. That's why she needed the bands, not nutted. And then she said, it's like this. And they sprang open. Remember that? Dr. Lapisada said, yeah, I saw what you did. And she walked away like if the glove won't fit moment.
OJ.
Quarter number two. What did Patrick Flancy testify to?
Oh, my God, I love him so much.
He indicated clearly, unequivocally, they were knotted around the necks of those children to the point where he had to struggle. And it's your memory, not mine. If I say something you don't recall, forget it. It's what you remember the evidence to be. But clearly, I would suggest, he struggled to get it off of Dawson's over his head. And the police officer saw through the window. It's horrific stuff. But it's objective. And it shows the manipulation.
Yes.
This government, this prosecution is a mess. They would take their
snaps for Kevin
and argue to you that she did not tie a knot and walk away. Because as Dr. Lapisada said, you're talking about 4 or 5 seconds so somebody passes out. No, they're gonna have the 4 minutes. And that's not what the evidence shows, is it?
Why is she smirking at him?
As we move on,
ugh, she's so gross.
And this whole thing about conversations, and she's talking to people, and the kids are in the basement. Her throat was crushed. You heard the 911 team. You draw the inference. Whether or not there's a conversation about where the children are, trying to kill myself, the kids are in the basement.
Oh, God.
You determine whether or not that was something that could be discerned. And the police investigation, because as Asana indicates, you know, there are two things here.
Thanks, Lori.
Number one, proof beyond a reasonable doubt that she's guilty. And number two, proof beyond a reasonable doubt that she was not suffering from a disease or a defect, as Asana instructed you. At the time of these killings. Those are the two things they have to prove. And when the police charge somebody with a criminal offense, they have an obligation to investigate. But at the end of the day, when you're talking about, well, we've got the charges are before the court, you can sit there in the court, you can feel proud of yourself, do a good investigation. You even know what this, you'll see the photograph of the cup and the powder. What is it? They don't even analyze it. Did they take pictures? Did they analyze? Did they test the blood? Did they, lousy investigation. Well, that's okay because she was guilty. And they put her in the hospital, and she's the evil woman who killed the 3 innocent kids. And they're going to stand there while she's chained to the bed, paralyzed. You heard testimony from Dr. Zeisel. They weren't little fluffy cuffs that were securing her.
Fluffy cuffs.
They were handcuffs. Not the medical.
Oh my God, guys, I did turn my mic down.
Restraints, so you don't do whatever, pull lines out of things. We're talking about when the big men were in there with their guns and their badges and they're sitting outside the door, and they're going to make sure that Lindsey Clancy, paralyzed, chained to the bed, doesn't get up and run away from the hospital, I guess, and they just have to suffer their way through. Well, I guess I work out. I work 8 hours, got another shift, I had to work that night. This is the treatment. And what's important about that is what kind of treatment did this young lady get from the healthcare providers? Remember Meg Collins? She came in this courtroom. Meg, you might remember. Tall woman, short blonde hair, squared away. Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. She was not only a nurse taking care of her in the hospital, she advocated for her. She stood up for her patient.
The nurses were my favorite witnesses.
During the pandemic, you know that Meg Collins was in that emergency room when half of us were hiding at home behind our computers, hoping that we're not going to die in a week, drinking our Chardonnay at 11 o'clock in the morning. Meg Collins was in a hospital treating people and advocating for them. That's an example of what nursing is all about. Not having attitude, not treating somebody like they're to be disdained. And what's even worse, she comes out of a coma. She is intubated. She has had major, major surgery of her broken, crushed spine, vertebrae, rib, thyroid. Massive, massive, not my words, medical records, massive testimony, blood transfusion. For the blood loss. And when someone, you've heard evidence, comes out of surgery, you're delusional. You've had anesthesia.
No, I'm turning it down, you guys.
Think about the trauma that somebody has when they're in a hospital bed laying there, paralyzed, unable to feel the lower half of their body, but able to feel with the meds and the pain medication and everything else.
This better?
Damage to the spine. And then the hospital.
Thank you.
Immediately. Remember the other doctor, I think it was Dr. Shah? Indian woman, wicked, impressive. She was amazing.
Oh, red.
She had the facts. She was able to tell you exactly what she observed. He was able to tell you what they were doing to treat Lindsay. She treated her like a human being. She was a damn good doctor. Came in here and told you all of her observations about her and told you one of the things that ultimately that they were concerned about is they had to have this big confabulation about, we're going to take her off the healthcare process. They had to have lawyers. They had to have people there. They had to have her signing documents. They had to determine whether or not she was going to be signing something to have her parents take over because Pat was not going to be responsible for her care. Lawyers, cops, handcuffs. Do I need a lawyer? Write that down. Right, you're out there somewhere.
Oh.
Write that down. Why, she wanted a lawyer. That's a bad thing.
He just pointed at the DA.
Let's put that in the guilty pile.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
That's why she said that, in a delirious state.
What are we doing?
All of these people.
His quarters.
But what's even more nefarious, if you think about it, as I said, your eye on the ball because of the manipulation. Paul Zeisel, big deal. I'm friends with the guy. You heard evidence that I called. I was with Pat a night or two after this incident in the bedroom with all the blood. I was with Pat taking evidence that the police didn't even see in their thorough investigation. And I was able, as you know now, certainly, to grab this.
There we go, the draw.
Why wouldn't the police have grabbed this?
This is the Bowdoin defense.
They're all empty. You can see when they were prescribed.
Instruction.
You can see what they are. You can see what she took. You heard the testimony. She's tough to take a handful of pills. Remember the guy saying that yesterday? Tough to take a handful of pills. Well, no. They were crushed. Oh, they were crushed. Okay. Where's the residue? Where's the crusher? Where's anything?
Where's the crusher?
Doesn't matter. Great investigation, guys. So you have a situation where they leave this behind. They don't even look at it. One of them, and again, your memory don't work. One of them testifies, well, they might have looked at it and saw it and just didn't seize it. Seriously? They go down to the
kitchen,
they seize every pill bottle that was in the cabinet, along with the books. And speaking of books, one of the things that they found, smoking gun. Good moms have scary thoughts. Hallelujah. Put that in the guilty pile. We're going to put this in a plastic bag. We're going to show it to a jury so they know that this young lady had scary thoughts. Turns out that your letter gave it to her. So you have this evidence. You have evidence of sleep aids. You have evidence in the bag. Because obviously this stuff was just thrown in there. It wasn't in a bag.
Hey, Melanie. Hey, Kylie.
I this thing here and she sees it. And we held it for 3.5 years. Anybody care about it? No.
No. Nope.
It's
in right the draw.
They could have it. They could look at it. They could analyze it. Do whatever they want to do. It didn't happen.
It's in the draw.
This here. You've heard evidence. This is a little wish jar that they bought on their honeymoon in Hawaii many years prior to even having kids. When you look inside it, you see that there's all sorts of little folded up pieces of paper. Some of them are dated. Some of them aren't. They go all the way back in 2017,
oh, wow.
2018, 20. And they reference her wishes to have healthy kids, her wishes for her kids to be successful, her wishes to have a good birth. Second time around, hoping for a good birth, worrying about the child with the
What are those? Are those pills? What are those? What's on the table in front of her?
Lived for her kids.
I thought it was peanuts, but now it looks like pills.
Dr. Tufts of her 2 months experience. And after she ran into Dr. Tufts, it was not a wonderful life anymore. And what did Dr. Tufts do? And everybody laughs at me. I said, the television. Okay, I know it's a telemedical thing on your telephone or on a Zoom. Take more pills. You have the medical records. You heard the testimony. You know her concerns. You know her fears.
The Bowdoin instruction was denied by the judge, but he said that Kevin Reddington is allowed to talk to the jury about the faulty investigation. They're just not going to give the instruction to the jury.
Does this seem like a young lady that didn't care and wanted to score more drugs off somebody? That's another repulsive allegation. I think the evidence is pretty clear. There's no basis for that at all. She was scared. September into October, 22, young, vibrant, hardworking. You've heard all this, not my words, witnesses' words, holding goals for herself. Hardworking nurse, hardworking mother, would take the kids to the Kingsbury Club. That's another thing. Sounds pretty snooty, doesn't it?
Well, they're the Kingsbury snooty. Club.
It's a swimming pool and a place where you can exercise.
It's a swimming pool.
Manipulation. Because now you've got to...
I can attest, guys. I've played tennis there. It's not what they're saying it is. It's actually kind of dumpy.
Situation where you've got manipulation with Kingsbury Club,
in my opinion,
with these other items here, and you've also got manipulation of Paul Zeisel.
What are the quattas?
Old Lindsay, what to say? Say that you're hearing voices.
Oh,
think about how
get him, get him red.
Because you know beyond a reasonable doubt, even though we don't have any proof, you get no burden. You heard from Sheila. Remember Sheila, the woman that's the, you know, the reverend or whatever. She's the chaplain at the Brigham and Women's Hospital.
The poor court reporter.
From anybody. That night when she came in all broken up. And she told you that she continued. She was there when Lindsay came out of, was extubated. She was there when Lindsay was going through her treatments. She was there for 8 days before Paul Zeisel even knew Lindsay existed. But they would be in here telling you that Lindsay saw the psychologist because the lawyer went and got
the lawyer
to go and speak to her. And then you have these guys here, cops. They're having meetings, talking about it. You're talking about it. Must have been the shrink.
Talking
must
about
have
it.
Been the psychologist. Must have been Zeisel. He's the guy that told her what to say, and he did not.
Get him
How
red.
Can you ruin a man's reputation with the career that he has had and still has, thankfully, to put him in a position where he tells a broken young woman who is vilified by our society for killing her 3 children that he goes in the hospital and tells her to say she heard voices? Disgusting.
Disgusting.
So now you know that she told Sheila first that she heard voices. Command hallucination. She didn't say command hallucination. I heard voices. It was a male voice. Told me. You had these other guys that came in. The government's rebuttal witnesses. Very, very impressive. Very, very impressive. The first two, Mac, put it aside. You've got the other doctor as well. So Mac is, why he was freaked out when I asked him where he stayed. And the other guy looked at me like his eyes were bugging. Why did I ask where he stayed? Whatever. Point is, they don't see her for years. Years. And why? Yeah, the other guy, Halburn.
Glad you're here, Amy.
Wait until they, maybe it was the last night.
Welcome.
They had to process his payment from the DA's office to the school. Who cares? If you have an obligation to try and be objective, to try and even look as though you're competent and objective, why would you wait for so long? Why would you go with another guy? Why would you take this young lady and have her in a room and question her one right after the other? Wouldn't you like to sit there and be questioned by Dr. Mack? Boy, that'd be an experience. 3 hours, 4 hours. And the other guy is going to pepper his questions at her as well between that period. And the next day, she can take tests and then go back at it again with Mac and with Halbert.
Whatever.
And she was cooperative. She was pleasant. She was friendly. She answered the questions and she owned what she did. Right? Mm. She never ran from anything.
She's so important.
Evaluation after evaluation after evaluation. Recorded, you'll have the video to look at as they're questioning her, as she's sitting there in her wheelchair, hour after hour after hour, 3 years after this incident, but that's okay. Get busy. Paul Zeisel was there, literally, in Brigham and Women's, because I called him. Because I was asked to represent this young lady, you heard evidence. I saw her in the hospital. I saw her laying in the bed broken. I saw her laying in the bed practically dead. I reached out to Dr. Zeisel. I asked him, please, can you talk to this woman? Concern, as he testified, for her mental well-being. What kind of demons, what kind of horror was in her mind as she lay there paralyzed and hurting and medicated, swollen, tubes, cops, chains. He went and talked to her. Big deal. I asked him to go. You judge the credibility of a person. Did Paul Zeisel have the ring of truth when he told you that he's there out of humane feeling to try to help this young lady? And he's been by her side for 3.5 years. Same thing with Sheila. Mm-hmm. Why would Sheila, for all this time,
Sheila,
visit with Lindsay as she testified?
Oh, Sheila.
She's not getting paid. She's not a hired gun. She's not somebody that's coming in to say something at my request. She loves Lindsay. She's a good kid. She's a beautiful soul. So you have Zeisel that has been with her all that time. You've got Sheila who's been with her all that time. You've got evidence that her mom and dad who live in Connecticut come up and they stay and they visit with her and that they sit with her. And God forbid, they actually sometimes had dinner. Remember that?
Get them red.
Tewksbury Records. Boy, there's a good score.
Remember
Let's
that?
Go through the Tewksbury Records and see what she's doing on the anniversary of the deaths. Ooh, how about on their birthday? Can you see them sitting there going through the medical records? Okay, doctor, what did she do then? She propelled herself down the hallway, met with her parents, laughed, had dinner, watched TV, talked on the telephone. God forbid. She's not curled up in the fetal position, wailing, self-flagellating constantly. For 3.5 years, she's acting like a human being trying to exist. But they go through the records and
tell them red
dates and use them against her manipulation. And then you consider we're 3 weeks away from a trial. The guy yesterday that's looking up to the heavens while he's testifying, Caesar, tells you that he wanted to establish a rapport. Can you imagine? You know that you're 3 weeks away from your murder trial.
Yep.
And you know that this is doctor number three,
yep,
who's
same
been hired
Kylie
by the government to come in and evaluate you and testify against you. He's going to establish a rapport. There is no rapport, but yet he was cooperative. She was friendly. Interestingly enough, just like the treating doctors don't talk to each other. They don't communicate with each other. They don't have access to medical records. She signs the HIPAA forms. They don't know.
Hitting all the greatest hits here.
They know for sure what Dr. Resnick had in his report. They know for sure what Dr. Zeisel had in his report. They know for sure what Meg Spinelli had in her report. And they incorporate that into their report. But then you have the MMPI and the other psychological tests that were administered to her on the second day of the Mac Halbrin team interviewing, interrogating, questioning her.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
She passes the MMPI. Testimony is presented. She answered the MMPI honestly. And they're pertaining to state of mind. They're pertaining to questions about what occurred. They're questioning this young lady as to what her state of mind was then, in the middle, and now. And she didn't lie. She didn't malinga. She didn't exaggerate. And more importantly, if anything, she minimizes.
But she certainly
was off the chart on the suicide scale.
Yes.
And then you have testimony from Dr. Resnick, Dr. Seidel, and they were paid for their testimony. We're all paid, like I said, not the jury so much, but the judge itself, Chrissy, everybody gets paid.
Chrissy, I love him.
These
the government
came in and testified. No resume. The man is something out of a scary movie. He has the world record of investigating, examining, and treating people in psychosis that kill their children. Phyllis said. He has a world-renowned record for checking fakers to see if a person is malingering.
Get him red.
Their doctor agreed that his article on voices is a leading article with research in the world. Their doctor agreed that he, Bill Resnick, is an expert on malingering. You heard him testify by Zoom because he had surgery. But he showed up by Zoom and testified that, again, 4 months after this incident, he met with Lindsay, evaluated Lindsay, compared, looked at all the records, just like all the rest of them, everyone says, they looked at all the records, the police reports, grand jury minutes, everything else. He indicates clearly, in his opinion, that she was in a state of psychosis at the time of this death. Times three. Has any of the government doctors rebutted that? One of them, Heilbrunn, said it's possible either way. That's not proof beyond reasonable doubt. The other one, Mac,
Heilbrunn,
accept his testimony if you wish, but I suggest that he's probably wrong. And then you left with the doctor yesterday.
He hates Mac.
She didn't even know what killing during the course of the psychosis was. And when I was questioning him about it, he agreed. And I said, don't just agree with me. You're just agreeing with me because I said that? He basically said, yeah.
Yes.
What kind of expert testimony is this?
It's a mess. It's a mess.
But the government uses them to try to rebut a man like Phil Resnick, who tells you that she was suffering from a horrific mental disease and defect at the time of killing her beautiful children.
Look at Frack.
The how?
Look at Frack in her face.
Under the law, as his honor has given you, she's not criminally responsible. And the burden is on them right here. Prove to you that at the time of the killing, as Dr. Resnick says, that she was suffering from a disease of defect. As Dr. Zeisel said, she was suffering from a disease of defect. As Dr. Condi said, she was suffering from a disease of defect. And Condi took you down the road of all of these medications as a psychopharmacologist and a doctor that specializes in prescription medications. And you got the evidence. So you're able to look at that and determine, see what the side effects are, what she was complaining of, and look at her records. I mean, they have really turned her inside out. I mean, they've got every single text, every single email, every single picture, everything that she did in college. Oh, that's another thing. She lied, according to the guy yesterday that messed up. She lied to Pat about being on Prozac. They were dating for 3 months. She's living in Boston. She meets this kid. She thinks that she might like him. And they're dating. Oh, excuse me, before you go out with me, let me tell you that about a year ago when I was studying for my exams, because I'm nervous about talking in public, I got on Prozac. Seriously, that's what the government is arguing in this case. You're going to have this journal, which talks about her being, this is how controlling she was.
Oh, yes.
In the opening statement,
hit it.
They recall that the district attorney said that she was a hard-charging, manipulating woman that was controlling and everything in their life was controlled.
Disingenuous.
To the water, to the carrots, to the beets. You look in this book, and as you might recall, Ms. Rossi testified when asked, did you feel that she was being controlling of you? Because she says, for example, Monday, 10:24, Kellen, put down for a nap. Hopefully we'll nap for 2 hours. If he wakes shortly, let him resettle himself. Bottle when he wakes up. Then it goes on and on. Make salad, romaine lettuce. He likes peppers, broccoli. Cut the sweet potatoes in chunks. Thank you. With the heart. Another good score. You look at her journals that she took. You'll see as you go along and the dates she's recording in these journals. She's talking about the drugs that she was prescribed. And look at the first page. Look at how detailed dates, how she felt, 10 milligrams Prozac, and it goes on like that, goes on through November into December. December 9th, 10th, 11th. Horrible intrusive thoughts. Horrible thoughts in the AM. Horrible thoughts. Horrible thoughts. No motivation. And then finally, horrible thoughts, no motivation, deeply depressed. Then that's around the time she went to Women and Infants Hospital, right? Looking for help. Look at this. As she runs into January. Is nothing other than little chicken scratches because her mind was gone. In January, as she's on these drugs and she's suffering from what you've heard is postpartum depression that can lead to postpartum psychosis, and you have these men coming in here that don't even know psychosis from schizophrenia as experts telling you that if a woman doesn't have these symptoms, like it's a disease, of symptoms of postpartum depression within 4 weeks, that's it. Lights out. You're not a person that can be considered. You're not a real person for purposes of postpartum depression and or postpartum psychosis. Well, I suggest that he's wrong. I suggest the second guy's wrong and the third guy. Well, actually, I don't even know. It's your memory. If the gentleman, Mac, even knew, I think he said 4 weeks.
He hates Mac.
But we don't really know because you heard the evidence. There's no evidence. There's nothing in the DSM. But that's Bible. God forbid, you should go to Europe. You should look at the World Health Organization records. You should look at the way they treat pregnant women that have problems with their children.
Yes.
No, we're the most advanced country in the world. But we still have doctors that come into court on a murder trial and talk about 4 week cutoff on something that they don't even know exists. They've never treated it. They've never written about it. You have terrorism experts. You have an expert that comes in and talks about his focus and his interests. And it's about juveniles and drugs. And like I said, kids that like to drink and smoke weed. Those are the experts, quote unquote, to support their burden to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Lindsay was not suffering from a disease or defect at the time she killed her children. You all remember this. October. This is not an evidence. It's micro-identification. It's too big for myself. But basically, it shows clearly and unequivocally the depths of despair that this young kid was in, trying to raise three kids, trying to be a wife.
Yes, I'm a missing.
Did anyone say that she was just lazy or just didn't want to go back to work? Manipulation. They're arguing. She didn't want to go back to work.
Manipulation.
She didn't want to go back to work because she didn't want to leave her kids, especially Callan, because she loved her children. They were her
Thanks,
life.
Thanks, classic Carolyn. Manipulation.
When you consider
you too.
The journals.
Freaking frack.
Oh, you know, watch the movie there, The Shining, with Jack Nicholson. Remember the scene when he's sitting there in a state of complete psychosis, and he's writing a book, and he's typing, and the wife finds the book and opens it up and looks at it and says, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy."
Repeated after repeated.
Yes.
He says, "Do you like it?" You look at the records of her Googling drugs. You look at how many
he's so good.
Hours of the night in the afternoon, she's looking this stuff up, in between taking care of the family, in between all the stuff that was going on, with visiting doctors, seeing doctors, going to Rhode Island, being told, "No, we can't help you." Calling a suicide hotline, "We can't help you." Calling another suicide hotline, "We can't help you." My God, what does she have to do?
Right.
She was reaching out for help,
yes.
And she was not getting it. She turns herself in to McLean Hospital. You saw the doctor, nice one. She testified. She didn't know. I suggest to you that she didn't know having anything, let alone psychosis involving a young lady like her going through what she was going through.
She's struggling today.
The government bears the burden of proof, beyond a reasonable doubt. They bring, for example, Ian Whiffen. The guy, you might remember him, was the guy that's, I guess he developed, helped develop Celebrate. Well, you bet, when you look at the records.
You help develop Celebrate.
Well, I shouldn't say Apple Watch because we know that they didn't have the Apple Watch, but on a cell phone. You don't measure going down the stairs. You measure stair climbing.
Word.
That's what the testimony was. And there were three stairs that were climbed. Okay. The last record is 5:38. At 5:38 p.m., we went through that on cross. What happens to the phone? Don't know. It was on the bed. Was it dropped on the bed and left there for 20 minutes? She could have been anywhere in the house during all that period of time, right? Right?
Yep.
You've got a compressed period of time that Patrick leaves to go to the restaurant to pick up the CV and, oh, you heard the guy yesterday say, and then she sent them off to go to CVS. It's on the way. It's on the way. She didn't want him out of the house long. She was in distress. She wanted him home to help with the baby, to help with the kids, to help putting them to bed. How long is he going to be gone? She Googles it. Is that something that is so nefarious? You think that goes right along the line with the book about good mothers having bad thoughts. My God, she actually Googled the time frame that Patrick would take to go to 3B and pick up the food and then leave and stop at CVS on the way. So I guess the government is suggesting she's not in a psychosis. So she's Googling Miralax because the doctor earlier that day told her that the baby needed, Corbett needed Miralax. Why would she do that? Because remember the government's opening when they told you she wasn't suffering from a psychosis. She was a woman that didn't want to live a life anymore, wasn't happy being a mother, didn't want to live that life. So she's going to kill her kids and hopefully throw herself out the window and not paralyze herself. And then she could run off into the sunset, I guess. That's what their theory was.
Seriously.
Along with the fact it wasn't a real good suicide, it was fake. Well, now we know, don't we? The mess that this young lady was in her brain, my brain is being damaged. I will never be better. That's the evidence. That's the evidence that we have in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Burden of proof is on them to prove to you that at the time that she killed these three beautiful kids, that she just wanted to move on with her life. I suggest to you, just as there's no chicken nugget residue, and then look at those photographs.
My God.
A slice of a cucumber, a slice of a carrot. There's no chicken nuggets in that bowl. Patrick wouldn't know what the kids were eating. She was the one that would cook their dinner. She was in the refrigerator, but the guy yesterday is like, oh, no. The child was eating the chicken McNuggets in the bowl. No, she was getting food out for the two kids, not the little baby, two kids for dinner.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
There's no evidence that she's lying. There's no evidence that she's malingering. And finally, remember, there was a big deal about whether or not the voices are within the head or whether or not they're outside of the head.
Yeah.
Dr. Resnick's article with the largest research on voices malingering in the world indicates that 38% of almost 1,000 people that were examined report voices from inside their head. And it stops. You going to buy that guy yesterday?
Huh.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
This he's young lady calling him out.
Is not guilty of the killing of her children because she was suffering from a disease and defect, as his honor instructed you. And they're not going to be able to prove otherwise. And
word.
It's paper, not us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Standing O, Kev. Couple thoughts before we get into frack. First of all, classic Carolyn, I'm glad you're here with me too. Thank you for being here. Kylie, I completely agree. We are watching something special in Kevin Reddington. His disgust is palpable. And then also the other thought I had was, oh God, is this what I sound like when I talk about Pam Smart? You guys tell me. Okay, let's get into frack. Frickety frack. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm hearing two different things. I'm hearing Melanie Little is getting copyright strikes, like boom, 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 and so is Defense Diaries. They're much bigger channels, so right now we're doing okay, I guess. However, the other side that I'm hearing is that people are getting pulled because of how many times Frack says the M word or the S word in her closing. So I'm going to try to be cognizant of that. And if I hear it coming, I might just skip 5 seconds. Let me know if you guys are okay with that. I really don't want to hear the word over and over and over again. I hear it's pretty egregious. So I love how powerful Kevin Reddington was in this closing, because he did make this about a woman struggling and the men not understanding what she was going through, including all the experts that came on the stand. So thought that was pretty great. Mic drop. We'll see what... and also, hey, Sky, thanks for the $25 tip. You're the best. Coffee, justice, and muscles. Coffee, justice, and muscles. Thank you, guys. If you feel like tipping, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at the top of the screen, and I think I put it in the chat as well. Well, wait until you hear what she suggests. Literally, the last statement, it makes me wonder if something is wrong with this woman. Oh, great. All right. Okay, so if I think that the M word is coming up or if it's been said too many times, I'm doing the 5 second skip. Got it? Good. Here we are. Also, what I've heard, the jury was randomly picked. 9 women, 3 men. Probably a good thing.
There's no dispute that Lindsay Clancy was suffering from mental illness and that she tried to kill herself. There's no dispute about that. All of the evidence that you've heard, even the experts that the Commonwealth put before you, say that she was suffering from mental illness and she tried to kill herself. That's not the issue in this trial. The issue is whether, what? At the time she killed Cora, Dawson, and Callan, she knew the difference between right and wrong, and whether she could conform her behavior to the requirements of the law. This case is not about our mental health system or how it treats women or what's in the DSM-5 and what's not. That's a distraction to get you angry and passionate about an important issue, but an issue that's not on trial.
Like it was a distraction in the opening to prey on the jury and try to get them emotional about the horrific things that happened to the children, like that. You guys are manipulating this. This is actually an issue. The reason why women are showing up outside of the courthouse and the reason why women are congregating online and the reason why women are so angry, as you should know, as a mom yourself and a woman, this is a woman's issue. We are not being heard by the men. All the men that you called to the stand. Ugh.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. It's destroying athlete, creator, and YouTube maxer. YouTube Premium enhances how I use YouTube with awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite training videos before I hit the gym. So no Wi-Fi doesn't turn leg day into loading day. Plus, I get ad-free videos, background play, and so much more. YouTube Premium is like YouTube got some extra gains. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Hailey Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. So try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime. That's a mouthful.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin.
CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first laser center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Trial here. What's on trial here, what the issue is here, is what Lindsay Clancy did the night of January 24th, 2023, and what her mental state was at the time. And you can use her psychological history and records, the treatment records, to look at both before and after she killed the kids, to look at how she got to that point, what her thought process was, what her motivation was. But it's not that the system or the DSM or any of that that caused her to strangle her kids. In fact, she had more access to treatment and care and support than a lot of people do.
Facts.
She had health insurance that covered multiple doctors,
oh, for
multiple
sure.
specialty programs, treatment at South Shore, at Mass General, her stay at McLean. She had prescription coverage to cover the different trials she went through. She had support at home. She had 18 weeks of maternity leave with the opportunity to extend that as much as she needed, which is excellent, which is what all women should have.
But oh, my God.
She had support from both sides of her family, hers and Patrick's. The two older kids, Cora and Dawson, were in preschool 3.5 days a week. And she had the nanny, Elaine.
And she also had postpartum depression, anxiety, and eventually psychosis. So fuck off.
Who helped with Callan 3 mornings a week. And she also helped her with housework and with food prep. This wasn't a woman suffering from a lack of care, a lack of resources.
What?
She had an abundance of help, an abundance of care. She had all.
No one listened to her. She had all of that and no one listened to her. Imagine if she didn't have access to all of that and then all the people that weren't listening to her. Imagine if she wasn't a woman of means. Imagine if she was a woman of color. Imagine if she was a woman of color and didn't have the means. Are we kidding? Are you being serious right now? You think you're talking to women on this jury? Are you fucking kidding me?
All of that and more. And, you know, this doesn't mean that she wasn't struggling, that she wasn't dealing with mental health issues. She was. She had depression. And whether that's from bipolar or major depressive disorder or postpartum depression, it all boils down to she was depressed, right? And she was trying to deal with that, trying to get help for that. But it wasn't the fault of the providers that she was struggling with this.
No.
She wasn't getting better. They were doing the best they could. You have the record. You heard the testimony.
They were not doing the best they could. They weren't even looking at everybody else's records, and they weren't returning phone calls from a mental.
Until now, the data your AI depends on has been trapped behind ever-increasing cloud fees. Wasabi created Hut Cloud Storage and is redefining cloud storage for the AI era, delivering simple, predictable cloud storage for AI, analytics, media, and more. Your data is free to move, fast to access, and ready when your AI needs it. Hidden fees add up fast as AI workloads grow. Wasabi's flat pricing eliminates all of it. One rate, no surprises. Learn more and try now for free at wasabi.com. Wasabi, the AI storage cloud. Proud partner of the iHeart Podcast Network.
Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.